Kuf Gimel Amud Alf. Hakosei Sheosios Ben Bimino Ben Vismolo. We'll stop right over here. Chayef. It's a long Mishnah, but we're going to focus on the first concept first. Says the Mishnah, the Gemara. Bishlam Ayamin Lechayef Mishum the Derech Siva Bekach. How many lefties in the room are both there? Hope anyone holding one's feeling. If you could be merchel me, please. But they've shown him just that they considered in those days anyway, it was normal to be a righty. Okay. You're fortunate. You right lefty. Had you been 100 years before, they would probably try to tie a left hand behind your back and raise some kind of a righty. I'm serious. It's, okay. You're not a cone. Bishlam ayimin l'chaye mishum de derech sila b'kach. So you see a sod, you have to have derech sila. Ela smol amai o ein derech sila b'kach. If one of us will try to write left-handed, it's not going to come out so good. It's not considered derech sila b'kach. So why are you five? Or Rav Yirmiya, b'ita yashan, a lefty. Simple. I'm glad you have one lefty in the room. So we're talking about you, a lefty. A lefty writes left. Frech the Gemara, wait a minute. Veteve small di day kiyamin the chule alma. What's the question? So why does it say in the Mishnah, bein bi yamino bein bi smolo? No, should only be chayv a small, not be yamin. A small di chayv a min lo di chayv. Elam rav abaye be shoulder be shem ambidextrous. Okay, you're ambidextrous, righty and lefty. Am I correct? You're not ambidextrous. Rav Yaakov Berei de Bas Yaakov Omar Homani Rabbi Yossi. Whoa, here's where it gets clever. Homani Rabbi Yossi the Omar. Yossi is in our Mishnah, we'll come back to it in a second. Lochivu Ishtayosios El Mishim Roshem. What does that mean? It says in the Mishnah Omar Rabbi Yossi. Let's now go back to the Mishnah from the beginning. Okay, for the Mishnah from the beginning. As far as we got, right. Bein mishtei mechad, bein mishtei shemos, bein mishtei samonios, v'chol loshen chayev. Details we're going to see soon. Omar Rabbi Yossi, lo chivu shtei osios, ele mishum roshen, sheka kosvin al krashe ha-mishkan leida, ezo ben zugo. I mean, Dr. Rashi, Mishum Roshem, Simon Hayu Osim, the Kashi Amishkan, Ipnesh, and Mefarkin also, Lukshi Kimu, Lo Yachuf, who said about Kroshim. Rabos, who just put up a sukkah, took down a sukkah? How does it work by you? How does it work by me? There's one, two, three, it's, remember, people put numbers and know which one was where. Okay? So that's how they did. I mean, my sukkah is very far apart from the Mishkan. But the principle is the same. All right? Okay, fine. Osev Yosef Lemeimar, Tafilu lo kosev ele roshem shnei rishimos, bialmo, shumos bialmo, the simen chayev. I mean, I had numbers, not letters. I know, is a number like a letter? A number kosev, is a number roshem? Another interesting question, right? Not that much for us, the Meisim. But I happen to have had a number. Could I just plain Rishima or some other, whatever song I had? Okay. See, Chai Mishim Roshim. Now we have to understand what this Gemara means. They're both saying, get ready to really focus. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, if you hold like a Yossi, you're Chayev if you write righty, and you're Chayev if you write lefty. Quote Rabbanan, if you write lefty, you're potter. Why? It's not derech siva b'kach, but apparently it's derech rishima b'kach. As Rashi says, Homani Rav Yossi, Lavoi k'siva l'roshem b'yalmo, uvismolo roshem miya hava. Apparently, Rabbi Osat, when it comes to writing, the average individual we call him right-handed, writes only with his right hand. Rabbi Osat, who's written with his left hand of all the righties? In the last month. Nobody. We don't do it. We write our right hand. Apparently, however, when it comes to Roshim, it's different. Roshim is not writing. Roshim will call it, I don't know how they translate it in the art scroll. Marking? Who knows? How would you translate Roshim?
Marking.
Marking, okay. That's my rough translation. It's not officially sanctioned by Rabbi Scroll, but I didn't look it up. But it wouldn't surprise me if he writes marking or something along those lines. So marking, apparently, is more commonly done left-handed. I'm thinking, let's take the same poll. Who has used a pen in the left hand for marking in the last month? Same answer, that's what I was afraid about. But all right, but I guess maybe in those days, marking had a little, you know, people a little more used on that. That's what it says in the Gemara, what can I tell you? Yes?
Maybe it's, for writing, you need a certain precision.
Right.
You can't use your left hand. If you're just making a mark, even if people would naturally use the right hand, you can use your left hand.
You're saying that even though people don't do it, but they could do it, and if you're making a mark, my lefty mark is just to draw a line. I could draw a line with lefty, same as right, no difference. It's a line. Maybe you're right. You don't have to actually do it, as long as you can do it, and it would be discernible. Perhaps. This is a critical Gemara. And here I bring out a Sefer, which has a beautiful discussion of this topic, although, after seeing it again and again, you have to analyze it and see what the bottom line is. And this Sefer is called Nesivos Shalom. Nesivos Shalom, by Rabbi Shalom Gelber, the co-author of Aruch El Shabbos. This Sefer was written already in Tavshin Nun Gimel. It's now 20 years old, plus already in Tavshin Ayin Daled. And it precedes the Aruch El Shabbos, which came somewhat later. Okay? So obviously this gentleman is a book in the Shabbos, not just from the time he wrote this Sefer. As a matter of fact, according to the Haskama, which is written by Shmuel Arbach, it was already written in Tavshin Memches, so it's 25 years old. I guess it came out second edition or until it got printed. It was a little bit of a later date. So Simon Membeis, the entire Sefer on Klolei Shabbos. Beautiful, what a great idea. Not the details, of course, and B'chal V'mashav V'prat, but it's on the Klolim. Just to give examples of the Klolim, which we're going to only focus on the Klolim through the Pratim. So Moshena Miskavim, Psik Resha, Misasek, Ein Tzrichu L'Gufa. Amnas Tatake, that kind of stuff which we spoke about a little bit already. And the final one in this part is Membeis Kalachayat. The next part from Mem Gimel to Nuntes, all about Maisa Grom. Oh, we're going to discuss that at a great length when we get to the Malacha of Mechaber. That's where it comes up, primarily Grom Kibla. Believe that, maybe we'll remember to use the Sefer a lot when we get to that. But we're not up to that yet. Malach Kalachayat. The famous rule, Kalach Yad is Potter. The entire Simon Membeis is about that. Those who want to look it up in the Sefer a little bit later on. Membeis begins in this beautiful Sefer on page Kuf Lamentes. And it goes until Kuf Memzai. Eight pages. One little topic. Yeah. 8 pages. How do you know that Kalach Yad is Potter? Presumably it's what? 2 words. What are they? Come on. The Torah says 2 words. Famous 2 words. It's the most famous 2 words on the Shabbos. The 2 words which are used for all the Torah that we had until now. All come from the same source. Both say? Correct. Malechus Machshavos. That's what the Achronim say. A get, which is written left-handed, is kosher. Comes to a get, you don't need Melechus Machshavos. You don't need it. There were those who passed a Sefer Torah written left-handed. That's not to do with Melechus Machshavos. That's a Shaila. His first comment is Halacha L'Maisa Mamish. I have a whole piece of that to my Sefer. I think I was unaware of this source. It's Chatoa Nimaskir. Rabbo said there are certain Melechus where presumably the Turim of Melechus Machshavos don't necessarily apply. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? It's curious, for your general knowledge. There are 2 Melechus which perhaps the Turim of Melechus Machshavos do not apply. Okay. Please open your Gemaras. You're right now in Kuf Gimel. You don't have to go too far. Go a little bit further. A little further. Where the we are taught over here on Daf Kuvav, line 4. Kol ha-mekalkal in chutz michol ve'elumavim. Now mekalkal, we know, is part of why, because it lacks the melechas machshevis. Get an impression that chol ve'elumavim are exceptions to the rule. Why? It's a little bit complicated. Not for right now. Just let's assume it for a moment. So the question now becomes, what's the halacha of someone who's chovel kilachayad? Say, who cares? Why is this relevant? Who wants to tell me now on your own? Why is it extraordinarily relevant whether there is a patur of kilachayad with respect to the malacha of chov? Chov is not one of the 39. It's not. So what is chovel? Anyway, what is chovel? Okay, so that's somewhat of a remarkable opinion, Dosh. With a simple interpretation, Rabbi Osai, take a look at Rabbi Osai here in Tosis. Ayin Hey Omen Aleph, please look for the next to the last Tosis. Tosis says that Chovel, quote unquote, Lat Kuvzayin, Chai Mishum Nabi told her the Shochet, the Chai Mishum Natilas Neshama. When the tilas adam, hain on the tilas neshama, kedichsev ki adam hu hanefesh. Okay, taking our blood is a violation of chovel, which is the tilas neshama, which is under what category? Parshat pshat, shochet, right? Shochet. It's on the makaros actually. The last line of the ayin hey shochet mishum the tilas neshama. You take our blood. It's an issue of shochet of chovel. So why is it relevant to know? Rabosai, come on, put in your thinking caps. Why is it relevant to know whether there is a patur of Malachas Machshevas with respect to Achayad in the context of Netilas Neshama of someone who is the no-tell da? Raise your hand if you know. Yeah?
Medicine.
What do you mean medicine?
Like, meaning that you're going to take blood or something. Then
take blood? Who takes blood? We take blood. Who knows if people are taking blood every day? Anybody know?
Diabetes.
Exactly. We all know someone has diabetes. It's a reality, yeah? It's a reality. And many diabetics are required to take blood on a daily basis. They're a little pinprick, right? Take a little blood, and you put on some kind of a chip, you know, that now it's very sophisticated. It tells you what the sugar level is. If you know, should I eat? Shouldn't I eat? What? Everyone knows a diabetic, right? Somebody knows that it's a, you know, you can keep a little secret, but you know, we all know someone, a relative, a friend, a neighbor, someone in the yeshiva, yeah? Exists. All right? So, the doctor you have to do on Shabbos too? Pikuach nefesh. Question. Should the person do it b'shinui? Why not? What's the issue of taking out the blood? The way it's done now, have you seen it? Have you seen this system? It's a very sophisticated system. It's a little spring, press down, and it takes a little tiny drop of blood out of your finger, and then you have to put on the that chip. Put it on the chip, and presumably no real derisa. It records a number of how much was sugar in it.
What's Tovea?
I don't think so. We'll get to Tovea as a later malacha. We'll get to it. Even if it is Tovea, it's presumably not Tovea derisa. Okay, so Moses is the Rabbon. But taking out the blood, pashtus is the rice. So if Rabosai, kileach hayad works for the malach of chovel, even on the kakal b'chabura we saw as chayef, so then we would advise every diabetic who must take blood on Shabbos to do it b'shinut. If not, don't bother. You won't get anything. Yeah.
What's your meaning with a shinai in this case?
Oh. So if you see, ever see these guys, they go like this. They give a little bang on a spring thing. It's on top of the finger, goes boom, takes a little blood out. Hayu b'shinui. The ones that I've seen, they always going like this.
Aren't there machines that are automatic though? Like you just put your finger in and it's like.
Oh yeah?
They've noticed
that. Automatic?
Yeah.
So what do? You just put your finger.
You don't even need to take blood now.
where they take it in saliva.
I don't know exactly how they work. No, but like even though
it was very important for me to know.
I don't know the details.
I want to know on the internet.
Up.
The time
to
say. I also read something about it. I'm not sure if it's really actually working yet. I read something they don't take blood anymore, which would be a tremendous thing, not only for the convenience and the quality of life of diabetics, but Hilchos Shabbos. This could be a boon.
You do it with urine, apparently.
Ear?
With urine.
Urine. Oh. And you put a dipstick to see the color. Presumably. How else are
they? Like, even though they just take blood, I think they make them like you don't have to test anything. You just like, put your finger in like, a little thing and then like, it just.
Ooh. Up. And it just measures the blood without doesn't take
the
blood out.
No, like I think like it senses your finger and then like it just presses down automatically.
In other words, you don't have to take the blood out at all now.
No. I think it does take blood out, but like you don't have to press something to take it out.
Okay, well then that's gonna be hard. How you do machine learning? I think I read somewhere that just put your finger in, and without it taking any blood, it measures your blood from the outside. That's really cool if it exists. I read something about it, but I don't know if it exists. You'll look up on the internet. But the urine, I assume you have to put a dipstick in to know how much. Yeah, we will discuss that at some length in the context of Tzoveh. That's certainly better than taking blood, for sure. Forget the expression, taking urine, something we do everybody does every single Shabbos. There's no malach now. Well, Hashem, it would have been tough otherwise. So, I think the joke they once said in B'nai Brak, B'nai Brak said, breathing is a serious problem. The Shalom also, but the madness of Bishop B'kuach Nefesh. That's one of the, we only said it's a joke. But seriously speaking, it's important to know what the latest technology is. But given the technology that certainly was around 10 years ago, so that was it, you had to take blood. How do you do it? If the normal way is go like this, press down on that thing, go like this, kill achaya at the back of your hand. No one ever does it like this. I never do it like this. Hit it from the back of your hand. That's literally kill achaya. A bit of a pain in the neck, but if there's a p'tur of kalachaya in the context of Kabbalah, even though there seems to be no p'tur of mekalkel, it's going to be a worthwhile thing to do. Okay? It's going to be a worthwhile thing to do. So he quotes over here, which I have a letter which I wrote to Rabbi Zilberstein. I'm sure the following thing happened. A doctor of my shul's, an endocrinologist, was upset that some Rabbanim are passing, if you have diabetes, you can't fast Yom Kippur, period, no matter what. He thought it wasn't true. In many cases, you really could fast on Yom Kippur, as long as it's under control, you know what you're doing, I don't go into all the details. But one of the issues which came up was, maybe if you're going to fast on Yom Kippur, you're going to have to take blood, or if you would have to take blood anyway, you take blood even on a plain Tuesday, you may have to take an additional time of blood just to make sure you're in proper balance. The question then became one of, triage, halachic triage. What's better, to fast Yom Kippur, even if it means taking blood or taking more blood, or to eat Yom Kippur to avoid taking blood or taking more blood? That's a serious halachic question. So I wanted to suggest that if you can't eat kalachaya, you can't do. But you can take blood kalachaya. Take blood kalachaya is knocked down to a derabbanan. Eating Yom Kippur is a deraisa. Better the person should fast Yom Kippur, take blood kalachayat. Then it bothered me, this shayla, maybe kalachayat will not exempt you, because mekalkel doesn't exempt you. They're both derived from alechos machsheves. I have a whole piece of Torah, which I wrote in a letter to Rabbi Zilberstein, because he has to write to us, and the doctor has to meet with him, I met with him, I wrote him, he has to write me a letter. I printed the letter in my safe on Shabbos. I never received a response yet from Rabbi Zilberstein. Someone wants to go ask him for a response now, 10 years later. I said, if you want to ask him, you can ask him. I feel bad. I can't ask a person to respond. I assume if you wanted to respond, they would have responded some way or other. He writes a svarim every day, a million svarim. He's one of the prolific authors of our time. So either he felt he answered me by writing one of his svarim. I didn't read a whole svarim. He has so many svarim medical matters, pages, multi-volumes. Someone told me he has multi-volumes that came out on his medical stuff just came out now. Maybe the next to be there, I don't even look, I don't know. If you find it, let me know. Not that I need my name involved, I just want to know what he said. Because he was one of the people who said, diabetes, you gotta eat. And my doctor from my shul was trying to convince him otherwise. So that's why I wrote that letter. So lo and behold, I don't think I knew this at the time. He quotes over here, the Egle Tal discusses it. In Meleches Dash, Sifkot Yud Zayin, Os Lamed Dalet. Have the Egle Tal in front of me. We'll open it up. Dosh. Okay. Sivkot and Yud Zayin. Os Lamedalev. And this print, that I have a beautiful new print, it's on page Kuflam Gimel. He says, you don't even left Machshavas Bechovel. And then a comment on the side, he wants to know, what about Kalach Ayad? Kalach Ayad Shemulach is Machshavas. Right? And what did it apply over here? No, Kalach Ayad is Geruah Mimekalkel. It's a lower level. Then if Mekalkel can be Chayim, Kalach Ayad can be Potem. What's Rashi about Mekalkel? And hey, any Yerushalmi, what? You Mekalkel the Shabbos, you Potem Imamon. Kom Lei B'Dirabah Minah. Whereas Kalach Ayad, you're not Potem. Kom Lei B'Dirabah Minah. At least when it comes to Hotzah. So Kalach Ayad is less than Mekalkel. You can't derive from Mekalkel is Chayav v'Chavala. You can't derive the Kalach Ayad is Chayav. Maybe in fact it'll be Pot. So he discusses it. I discussed it on my own. In my opinion, it's a Machlokas to be shown. But I don't want to go into what I wrote. I'll just give you what he said. My sefer on Shabbos is in the base medrash downstairs. Probably be under. Damn it! It's probably the safer on Vodim. It's probably Yom Kippur. I say on Vodim on Yom Kippur. I think it's on the same on Yom Kippur about fasting. And there's the letter to Rabbi Zilberstein. I'll bring it downstairs. I'll leave it on the desk there. Tomorrow I can look it up and see what the letter is. If you want to see some of the quotes, not really our Indian right this minute. It just came up since he quoted it at the very beginning. Again, Simon Man Bay's in the Siva Shalom is divided into letters. This is Aleph, right? Of course, he had Leital. Then he says, no to Liftor, which is what I wanted to say in my letter. And he quotes, a Sefer Truma that applies to Chabura when it comes to Shochet. Shochet. However, so great, wow, great, Kula, but already Gelber is an honest, intellectual honesty. No right. Why? Because the Sefer HaTruma happens to hold, the same author, happens to hold that if you look in the, it's quoted in Beis Yosef, in Simon Lamed Beis and Aruch Chaim, if you write a Sefer Torah left-handed, it's no good. So therefore, he doesn't derive from Lefts Machshavas. The male, that's why he partners you when it comes to Chabura, some separate source, whatever it may happen to be. Hold Eglei Tal's suffix is according to the poskim who say Svodachas Machshavas. So he brings a raya to the Sefer HaTruma, and then he deflects the raya. Well, look, at least it's something. At least it's something. It's better have someone on your side and you can deflect the raya than a raya on the other side. So, you know, it's a raya with a deflection. That's how it starts over here at the very beginning. This is an Os Aleph. Os Aleph. Okay. Now, sorry.
The Eglei Tal says that both are from the reason of Malachas Machshavas.
But nonetheless, even though both Malachas Machshavas is possible, although Bekalkel Bechabura is Chayav, Kalach Ayad might be Potter. Kalach Ayad is different. Kalach Ayad is a lower level. It's right from Kamlai with Rabbi Mine, where if you do a Belacha Bekalkel, you would say Kamlai with Rabbi Mine, because you did violate Shabbos. When it comes to Kalach Ayad, you're not. But on the bottom, he deflects it, quotes it that he, in Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, he says maybe Hotzah is different, because not right now either. Maybe it would be somewhat of a deflection of this particular proof. Ad Kan Rabosai, in Os Aleph, in this beautiful Sefer called the Nesivos Shom. Okay? And will it be so far? Good. So, before going any further, let's go back to our Gemara on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. And we'll see that there's an issue over here, a fundamental issue. And after the entire Arichas of the Nesivos Shalom, it's hard to see if there's a definitive conclusion. And it's relevant in so many, so many situations. Rabosai, the Gemara says if you write with your left hand, whether you're chayav or potter depends upon is it a chiyuv of kosev or a chiyuv of roshet? Correct? That's how we started the Gemara. On both sides, if you're writing left-handed, it makes no difference in terms of the normalcy or lack thereof of what you're doing, based on what the Shem HaMelech is. It's the difference. Normal, it's not normal. We know it's not normal. So even though, Rabosai, if I write a line with my left hand, I might be chayev, Mishim Roshem, as you said before, that's normal. I don't do it, but it's still considered to be normal because you can make it the same as your right hand. So it's somewhat normal, right? Afal Pikain, I would have said, against the Gemara, that if you are writing a letter, ABC, with your left hand, even though your chayim Hashem Roshem should still be potter, because the ABC would still be inferior and still abnormal. Who cares what the Shem Malacha is? Get impression from here, Abosai, that the determining factor is not whether what you did is normal or not normal, but rather what you did is the derech, the norm, for this malacha in general. So the Tanakhama says you're potter, because the malacha is called kosev, and you kosev, the right, left hand is in general, not normal. Rav Yossi says, no, the malacha is roshem, and it's very normal to just make a mark with your left hand. So even though you wrote ABC with your left hand, you would still be chayev. So you get the impression of this Gemara, and the definition of kalacha yad rabosai is not whether you're doing something normal or abnormal, but whether what you're doing is a normal way to violate this particular malacha or not. If that's the case, rabosai, what about the other way around? What you do is completely normal, but it's not the normal way to do this particular malacha. Who has a good memory? Who has a good memory? We're not so that far into this mind. Who has a good memory? Who has a good memory? We spoke, if you recall, two situations of possible violations of mochek. Either if an individual eats a cookie in a certain shape, remember that? Or if he opens a book that's in its side, Mendel got us from the library. Right? This came up in our discussions of a long time ago. So let's what is that? Is that normal or is that abnormal? It's very normal to eat cookies, very normal to open books. But the Dogma Meravava says, if you eat a cookie, it's called Moke Kilacha Yad. Why? It's an expression in America. It says normal is pie. Normal is cookie. He's eating, it's normal to eat cookies. Who's eaten a cookie in the last 30 days? I asked the question before by other things. The last 2 days, I think. Yeah, okay. That's there, it's Sunday. So we all ate cookies on Shabbos, probably. Okay, so that's true, I didn't eat a cookie which would look like an A, B, or C. But that was also considered to be a normal thing. So it's a normal act. He still calls it kalacha yad because it's not the normal way to erase. So too, the person opens and closes the book as normal as anything. You go to the library, take out a book. But presumably, it would be kalacha yad. Levush says no. Levush said if you open and close the book, he's afraid of a chiyuv of chatos. Apparently, Levush said it's a normal act, so it's not called kalacha yad. The problem is, what will the Levush do with our Gemara? Because our Gemara has an abnormal act and considers it not kalacha yad according to Rabbi Yossi. He said it's the malacha itself which is determinant. If that's the case, closing a library book, maybe normal thing to do, that's a normal way to write. So the Levush seems to be against our Gemara. Interestingly, the Avnei Nezer, in the same book, Reish Tess of Cotton Tess. Calls the Elio Rabba, right there in Simon Shin Mem. That's where the Mogan Avram is. Sivkot Yud, or rather Vav, or that's where the Taz of Cotton Beis. Talking about this. He says, Elio Rabba Gimel, close the book with your left hand. Look at that. Close the book with your left hand. That means if you do it with your right hand, it's not Kalachaya. It's a normal thing to do. Even though it's not the normal way to write. Avner Ezer has a different kasha. Who cares? Left hand doesn't help you. Left hand helps if you're writing. No one writes left hand unless he's a lefty. But to close a book with your left hand. Yeah, everyone closes books with the left hand. That's ridiculous. He doesn't understand what Elie Rabba is talking about. But in any event, they both seem, Avner Ezer and Elie Rabba, to be against the dog of the revival, who says even your right hand is kalachaya. So this question, Rabosai, I want to read you what he says over here. Is this safer on Hebrew books or on Torah Chachma? Yeah, I'm happy to show you inside. Nisivel Shalom, I don't mean by the Slon of a Rebbe, which has a book by the same name and many of you own. Nisivel Shalom by Rav Shalom Yosef Gelber, Gimel Lamed Beis Reish. And I think it's something which is worthwhile showing you actually on the screen if in fact it can be accessed somehow or other. But in the interim, let me read you where I'm coming from. This is Simon Mem Beis. So it's divided into 11, we'll call them Sifim. And many of the Sifim are in turn divided into what we'll call Sifkotans, just to give you an idea. This is discussed in Simon Mem Beis. We'll call it Sif Zayin. Shalom Yosef Gelber, Gimel Lamed Beis Resh, Kesivos Shalom. Okay? So, Simon Zion, I'm reading from the very beginning of Simon Zion. Inin Kalachayad, it's on page Kufman Beis, Eino Nikpa Ba'ofen Kloli Lemelacha. Like the Levush, right? Elenidon Lechol Nosim Bifnei Atzmo. So, if I close a book, it's a normal way of writing it in this particular case. What's his proof? He quotes a Gemara, which is in Bechoros. Chaf Hei Omen Aleph. There it says, Hatolesh Semer Min Avehema. If you take wool from a sheep, guys, it's a Shekel Tzar Bal Echaim, and you pull it, it's a wool. Have it goes as kalachayad, shederech ligzos atzema b'kli, to shear the wool with the scissors and some shearing instrument. Well, a tosho b'yad, woo. I would say it hurts the sheep when you do that. It's tarba l'chai. But if you did it, it's putter. Why? Because we all know goes is one of the lamatas b'lachas. You always use a shearing, a scissors, or something. You never use your hands, correct? Oh. Now, if you look at Bechoros on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, but here I can show it to you in Shabbos as well. In Shabbos, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. I like to show things which you can see. I'm sorry, the Gemara, the first part of the Gemara, which you would intuit anyway, it's not found in Shabbos to the best of my knowledge, but the second part of the Gemara is found in Shabbos. Actually, we've even seen it a little bit in the last week. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, wide line 5. Tana Rabbanan, look on the side. Bechoros Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Hatolesh Es Hakonof. What does it mean, Hatolesh Es Hakonof? What do the words mean, Tolesh Es Hakonof? Anybody know? Look at Rashi. What is Tolesh Es Hakonof? What does the word mean? Hatolesh es hakonof. What does Rashi say? Hatolesh es hakonof, notza gedola min knaf ha'of. Says the Gemara, Chayv. Chayv, why? Tolesh chayv mishum gozeis. Now, likute Rashi. Let's think about Chayv Bechoros. Sorry to bother you. Synthesize. Nidpas besof ha-mesechus. And some old Bechoros can't fit in because they have a big Rabbeinu Chananel, they have a lot of hagos. They print it in the back. So Rabbeinu say, please turn to the back. After Daf Kuf L'Zayin, the last Daf, they have the Kutei Rashi, which they couldn't fit on the page. In our print, you'll find it on page Dalet of that Shmadat with the Kutei Rashi Masech L'Shabbos. Column 1, Hatolesh Esakonov, Shetolesh Notu Gedolim and Knafa Ov, Vakot Mo, it's that Tolesh Chaimish and Gozes, Tahainu Urche! Shederek notas of letosha below the gozaza. Rashi Bechoros Chafayim and Aleph. Whoa! So what do you see? The real tolesh is the real gozes is gozes of tzemer. That's the case in the Mishkan. If you lose your hands for that, you are potter. Kalachiyad before Shigamar. But if you do it when it comes to a kanaf, which is normal, purche, you are chayiv. What do you see from this? It's enough for the Gemara black and white. Depends on your particular action. It doesn't depend upon the malacha in general. Right? That's what it says, your particular. So the Levush is right. Levush is right. Wow. Frek the Heiliger. So it's not on the Malacha? We don't have it?
No.
No, sorry. Frek the Heiliger Nesiv Shalom. Tzarech Ian. This is Oz Gimel. This is. Again, Simon Mem Beis, Sif Zion. We'll call it Os Gimel, Pesh Kuf Mem Gimel. Sarachin, Vigamara Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel, Rav Yossi, Omed Lochim, Ich Beis Osis, Vimishkin El Mishim Roshem, Yitzchayev Gabakos, Vismolo, but Sarachin, the Nei, the Rav Yossi, Svirle, the Shorash HaMalacha, Emad Akka Ksiva, Ela Afas Yitz Beis Simon Be'alma, Mikomakom, Kasher Oseg Biksiva, if you're going to follow the micro, not the macro, what you're doing, not what the malacha is, Ein Derech Ha'olam Lichtov L'Smol El B'Yamin. So why are you Chavik on Rav Yossi? Because of the small. What do you see from here? T'kalachi Ad Nikba L'fi Iker HaMalacha V'lo L'fi Kol Ma'isof in Prati. Now what do you do with the Gemara B'choros? Tolesh Knaf Of Why are you Chayiv? Iker HaMalacha B'Kziza Z'Kli. Rav Yossi, this is a problem of, oh, what a big problem this is. This is extraordinarily relevant in so many cases in real life. Is it kalachayad or not? Maisim b'cholyom, we do things, is it kalachayad or not? Opening library books, that's closing a library book. Is it kalachayad or not? It's a big machlekes. Sometimes it gets according to the Gemara that we have over here. Depends upon the general malach, should be kalachayad. But according to the Sugin Bechoros, it should not be Kalachayah. Who's right? I'll take any suggestions you have. Because this question is never going to be fully answered, even after we finish with this wonderful sefer. That's his kasha. So, He says something, which I don't fully understand. I'll leave it to you. It's an Os Dalet. Feel free to look it up and explain it to me. Later on, in, we'll call it Sift Tess. Again, Sinan Men Beis. Sift Tess says something which is very important. Here in Os Beis, Sift Tess. Os Beis, he quotes a Dovah Merivovah. Okay? The problem is, Rav Osai, there's a Rashi. Where's the Rashi? Masech the Shabbos, Mem Vov Amud Beis. Take a look. Mem Vov Amud Beis. Mem Vav Amud Beis. Isura Daraisa. Rashi. Chritz Leka Isura Daraisa. What's the case of Charitz? What exactly happened over here? What's the Gemara talking about? Rabbi Shimon Omer, the fifth wide line. Six. Gorer Adam Kisei Mita Vesavso, Uvulvash Liskav and Lassas Charitz. So it's kibbutz, but charitz not. Why not? The chofer kalachayaru. When you drag a bench along the ground and it makes a ditch, it's called kalachayad. Why? The chofer devil come on and if I am given the base, told the chorish the chayav hanimili chofer kedarko. Bimora with a plow, or a cardon with a shovel. That's the normal way that you dig a ditch. Dragging a bench? You're dragging the bench to get it from here to there. It's too heavy to pick up, so you're dragging it. That's not the normal way. Yeah, but it's the normal way to drag a bench. So where's even this ration? Depends upon the malacha in general. That sounds like an our Gemara on Daf Kuf Gimel. Seems to be against the Gemara in Masechta Bechoros. We're in trouble over here. Many conflicting proofs. It's interesting. You want to get a psak halacha? Open to the. Does everyone have a mishnah brura? Does everyone have a mishnah brura today? Everybody? I hope. Good. Finally crossed that barrier. Mishnah Brura Simon Shin Mem Sifkot Yud Zayin. See what it says? Discussion of the various situations of the eating the cookie and opening and closing the svarim. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this question, right? Second, please. And the Dogla Merivava, who's the one who said that there's room to be lenient, he says, I am safe at Dogla Merivava, Shemitzale Lahok Labikar Adinazem, quoted the Shari Shu. Okay. Shari Shu only quotes a little bit of the Dogla Merivava, doesn't quote the its entirety. But the Dogla Merivava is the one who said, Kalachayat. You get an impression from the Mishnah Berurah citation of Dogla Merivava, he considers it to be Kalachayat. You know, it's a normal act based on the larger Malacha. Right? That is what Rashi said in Daf Mem Vav. That's what the Gemara said in Daf Kuf Gimel. Right? Larger Malacha determines, but it's against the Gemara, Bechoros Chafei. So now it's a 3-on-1. Right? It's two Gemaras. Various sources. It's a Gemara. It's a machlekes. So, but what do you do with the Gemaras? Leave out the Achronim, the Shonim. What do you do with the Gemaras? He has an example which I'm going to only give you because he gives this example, which I hate giving these examples because I'm very happy that in the Sefer Hilchot Shabbos for Shabbos, whenever he gives this example, he immediately points out something which is very important. But let's tell you what he says. He wants to know in a footnote over here. The Ramah says that if you eat the cookie, it's not called kalachayat. So too, you close this, the library book. Shutmar Sham. Someone smokes. Ooh. Smoking is a much bigger problem than this. On Yom Tov. still a bigger problem than this. Most Pesukim have it now, they're shmong out of this Isur D'oraisa, because it's not considered Shava L'chol Nefesh, that the Surgeon General has prohibited it. Okay? But not the Marasham, say, 100 years ago, plus. But the letters are written on the side. Do they still have letters? I don't know about that. Are still letters printed on the side of these things? Letters should say, don't do it. You're going to die. And they may have to stop some people. Maybe. Are there still letters on these things? Anyone know?
I don't think they loosened
the mix of the regulation. So maybe it has a letter still. According to the Ramah, this is what he's doing, it's not a crazy thing. It's not, I mean, it's crazy, but it's not, you can't call it abnormal, because there's still tens of millions of Americans who are smoking. We don't discuss in the world how many hundreds of millions, hope not billions, but wouldn't surprise me if there are a billion smokers, it wouldn't surprise me. Right? Am I correct? I mean, I don't know the exact numbers. A lot of people. Nebuch. Killing themselves. Nebuch. Anyway, but you can't call that the Kalach Hayad. So he says, no, it's Kalach Hayad because maybe the normal way to use this particular item, not the normal way to erase. So he holds like the dog of Meravavim. Right? That it. Eating the cookie is kalachayat, called the lager kalachayat. So we have these arguments back and forth. So who's right? Well, so he tells you to look in Os Gimel, the next page. This is page Kuf Mem Vav. Tells you to look in the following place. Take a look, please. I'll show you the original, and then you can see the source and tell me if it's right. Please open to your Ramban in Melchamas Hashem. If you have my edition, it's the end of page Kuf Lamed Dalet. If you have the old edition, it's Mem Ches Amid Beis and Daf Beis Arif. A very brief citation. Kuf Lamed Dalet. It discusses, it happens to be on the Maram HaKomos, this somewhere, this particular Gemara, so Daf Tzadi Hei. But the question is, sweeping the floor. So, he says, sweeping the floor, Kibud Abayis, the last four lines in page Kuf Lamed Daled, Binyan Arai Kila'achayahu. Okay? Kilach Ayahu. Wow. Kilach Ayah. And that's why we pass in this part. Take a look now after you saw it. There's a bit of a problem, we'll see soon. But let's be honest. Let's turn to the Bir Halacha who quotes this. And Simon Shinlan and Zion Sid Beis. Also very brief. A very brief citation. Shin Lama Zion Siv Beis. Also the Chaved, the Rabbonon, Das Ramban, to who Rak Binyan Kalachayad, calls Mash or Nasi Biyadayim Mash. Ayinsha. He quotes Kalachayad. Now, the question is that what he really means? But the Ramban can be interpreted, there are two separate reasons why a potter, Binyan Arai, number one, and Kalach Hayat. That's how the Egle Tal understood it. That's how the Bialok understood it. Even though it's normal to sweep the floor, it's not a normal way of Chore Shabonah. It's called Kalach Hayat. One could read the Ramban differently. What does it mean, Kalach Hayah? It means it's not a binyan. It's a binyan aroi. And that's what it sounds like from the continuation of the Ramban. Let's read it together again. We stop in the middle. Binyan aroi Kalach Hayahu. Lochia bo al Rabbi Lezer shu machmer betoldo shu binyan kigo deles upokeses. Holadibre chachamim All of a sudden, the whole continuation discussing the question of Aroi versus Miskayim. And Kalachayad is not mentioned. And if it's Kalachayad, why is Rabbi Elazar Chayev? Doesn't he agree that Kalachayad is, in fact, Potter? We don't find anyone disagree with that. If that's the case, writes the beautiful Nesim Shalom, in contrast to the Bialocha and the Egle Tal, Fakert. Im Namen kein Buchel Lehefech. Shekim and Abayis ein Ashvayah Sagumos Nidona Kibini Kalachayat. Even though he would have normally done it with his hand or his foot, not by sweeping. Because after all, it's normal to sweep the floor. Ha'olam Mikol Anal. This is his last thought line. Shekosha Lachriya B'Safek Anal. He's stuck with conflicting riots and going two directions. B'Tolesh Soros Aide Srika, Ichoshev Tolish Kalachayado Kuruche. Don't know. Can't tell. Do you follow the general malach or do you follow the particular case? He brings a Gemara, Daf Pei Aleph Omud Aleph. Turn, Rabosai. Shabbos Pei Aleph Omud Aleph. It's also quoted on the same page, Kuf Mevav, the citation. Take a look. Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom. Moa starts off by saying, what a little vav is. Amar Rava also l'shmashish b'tzror b'shabas k'derech sh'mashish b'chol. To the bathroom, he needs to do something to enable him to do what he has to do. So the Gemara has a discussion about this. Gemara says, Kilachayad. It's the first Rashi at the very end of the narrow line. So Mishani, Kilachayad. Hai kiderech tamarava, kiderech amash b'chol b'lo shinui, shum hasharas nimin. Ava kalacha yad kago and sheoches tzror bebeis etzva osa. Rabosa like this. You know we hold things like this. That's why Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us thumbs. It's a thumb with all the four fingers. That's how we know. That's how we hold everything. You hold just two fingers like this. It's an abnormal way, and therefore it's chaper dummy. So the bathroom is a covered a brius issue. Was a health issue permissible? What do you see, Rabosa, from this gemara? What do you see from this Gemara? What do you say? What do you say? That if you hold this item within your normal way, with your thumb and four fingers, apparently it's not considered kalachaya. That's not a normal way to do gozes, come on. Hairs are coming off, it's not a normal way. Apparently a normal action is considered normal, even though it's not the normal way of the malacha per se. So you get an impression this Gemara depends upon what you're doing, not upon the malacha in general. There are riots back and forth. Are you taking good notes? We have to try to figure out a way how to. There's so many riots in different directions. So now we're not done yet, although we went a little bit out of order. This is what I called Siman Mem Beis Sif Tes. I go back to Sif Zayin. And here he says, as we said the first, as we started, Siv Zayin. Depends on every nose of Bifnei Atzmo. Not the Malacha in general. Okay? But he quotes a Bir Halacha over here. A Bir Halacha Rabosai is found in Simon Shin Mem Sif Beis. Please turn. Simon Shin Mem Sif Beis. Also, lachtok yabeles migufo. What's a yabeles, Rabosai?
Blister.
Blister, a wart, or something. You want to cut it off. You're not permitted to do so. Says the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha as follows. second half, he says, it's part of Alechas Gozes. V'zeo she'osa v'kli, v'zeo derech ha'gziza, uviyad potter aval osa. Biyad is potter aval osa. Choras Chafei, Kalach Hayat, Lav Urch Yalach HaBiyad Alev Kli. Kli is Chai Mishim Gozes. V'da'od, Lefi HaMaskon Hashem B'Choras Chafei, V'dova De Urch Yalit Losh Biyad, Chai Alev Kli Shem Mishim Gozes. We saw that by the Knaf, Knaf and Of. Im Kain, Shesh Ezet Tzitzin Mildudol Nal Sfosov. It may have happened to you once in your life. What do you call them in English? Little pieces that sticking out from your lips. Well, what do you want to call them? Chap, but it's a... Is there a word in the English language? In English it's called tzitzit. It's like a
skin tag. So I've seen in some of those Shabbos books about on your skin. With
what do they call it?
Skin tags, I think.
T-A-G-S?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I learned the word. Skin tags. These would be lip tags. Okay, whatever you want to call it. If you find it the better word, you let me know. He says, "After the chayav chatos, hatolesh osan afila biyado. Why? The derech litlosh osan sham beyad v'lo bekli. So on your lips, you don't take a kli. Use your hands. Because came into urcha kli danim. But once again, the bialacha is saying depend upon each and every action. I can't blame him. He's quoting the beforeish gemara b'choros." That we started with. And he quotes a Rashba to that effect. The Rashba is on the Kuf Chof Ches Omud base, discussing the question of Kocheles, when you put some blue eyeshadow or something along those lines. You and I don't do it, but you may know someone who does, a different gender. So in those days, they did it for medical reasons as well. They would open and close, flutter their eyes, open and close. So the Rashba says, it's not called Soveh Kalach Hayad. Why? It's a normal act. It's not called Kalach Hayad. Rabbo said, we had a Gemara of Ayin, Ham, and Aleph. Go right back there. We came from there. Ayin, Ham, and Aleph. Shochet Mishum Mai Chayov. Rav Abba Mishum Tzoveya. That's no way to paint the house. You shech an animal, blood will come out. I want to paint my house red. That's a normal way. The Torah is shrit is a normal act. So all this seems to indicate against the Dog of the Rav Abba. So we have Rav Osai conflicting proofs. Conflicting proofs. Can someone count up for me? I haven't lost count. How many proofs do we have that it depends upon the malacha in general? I need someone to count them up. How many proofs do you have in that direction? The first proof was our Gemara, so we started with. Daf Kuf Gimel Amaral. Right? Because if you write with your left hand, depends on malacha. Who cares? No, the malacha depends. What else is there? Any other proofs in that direction? It depends upon whether, on the malacha itself, sure, the Dogma Rabbah says that way. That's why closing the book and then eating the cookie is called Kalach Hayad. That's number two. Anyone else? What's that?
Rashi
Memvav, by the Charitz. Normal to do a Charitz, but it's not the normal way to do Charisha. Number three. So three proofs that should depend upon the... Now, I want to add something. When we say proofs, it's important to know which direction. Proofs lechir or proofs... In other words, you hear what I'm saying? What's the bottom line? Our Gemara is the bottom line that it should depend upon the nature of the malacha, which means if the malacha is kosev, you are potter. But if the malacha is roshein, you are chayav. Because it's the normal way of the malacha, even though it's not the normal way of this particular activity. The other proofs are saying the other way around, right? If it's what? It's a normal act. It's backwards. A normal act, not normal to do the malacha. In those two cases, we have various turim. Dagon Revov in his case, eating the cookie, and Rashi and Nachmanov in his case, of the charitz. Are there any other indications that it depends upon the global malacha as opposed to the particular act you're doing? Rabos, I gave you a whole bunch of proofs. Anything else going that direction? Which one? The Muhammad's Hashem, we don't know which way it's going. So we'll leave that out because it could go either direction. You don't know. You just don't know. According to one interpretation, he's saying it's called Kalachayad, but the Rabbanon. Right. Let's even assume that for the moment. There's going to be a common thread for all these three so far. Anything else? Or the rest of the other one? Are there any other proofs that we brought that should depend upon Bigado? So I take it from you, with many other proofs, which all prove it depends upon the particular thing that you're doing. Starting with Bechorah Saf Chafei, and seem to be many other, are correct? Many others? What else prove that direction? Remind me, I can have that whole list. What else prove that direction? That Pei Aleph, right? That Pei Aleph seems to prove that, am I correct? Pei Aleph seems to say that if you do a normal act, it would be chayav, even though presumably it's not the normal way to do gozes. Right? That seems to be, depends upon the particular malach, correct? The particular act that you're doing. Like b'choros chafei. What else? Did you leave anything else out? Rattle of so many things.
The
Baraloch of Yabelis. All depends upon the particular thing that you're doing. Correct? Is there a fourth? No. So it's four against three so far. So I want to suggest an answer. Because he sort of leaves it a little bit hanging. The problem will be that last one, I think the last proof that the payout is going to be a problem. But maybe we can somehow surmount it somehow. And this is based upon something which is found here in the Sefer Nesivos Shalom. He himself doesn't make a big deal out of this being the answer. The very beginning of Siv Tes is the following statement. Melocha ha-nases fe'eno v'skamen. Agav Pulas Heter. Shabbos Membavim in Beitz. Rashi said, Ein Derech Asiyas Charitz Amamar V'chatzina. What do you see from here? Aleph. Etzem Zeh Shamalocha Nazis B'li Kavona Agav Pula Cheres. That itself doesn't make a Kalachayat. If it were normal to do it that way, it wouldn't make a Kalachayat. But, nonetheless, we still consider it to be kalachayad. Why? Because that's not the normal way to do choresh or chofer. What I glean from this, although he doesn't spell it out, what I glean from this is the following distinction. If you do a normal act, which is explicitly an act of prohibition directly, that's not considered to be kalachayah. That's the Gemara B'chorus. However, if you do something which is a normal act, but it's only a psigresha of an Isser, then we can be lenient. What were the three proofs we brought? I think they're all psikresha cases. What were the three proofs that we brought? In that direction. It's considered to be kilach hayad, even though it's a perfectly normal act. The Dogma Meravava, eating a cookie. Rashi here, Mem Vav Amud Bey, is dragging a bench. What was the third? I'll say, I can't rely on you. What was the third? We had three cases which were all fit into the same pattern, I think. They were only psychiatric cases. The cookies, one.
The book.
The book. The cook and the book was one.
That's
all the same. Cooking the book is what, I think, one.
I mentioned the Mechamas,
but both. Oh, the Mechamas. No, the Mechamas, thank you. The Mechamas. Assuming that it means Kalachayad, very good. You're just trying to sweep the floor. All those three cases, it's a segregation. You have a right to be safe, and only the Rabban in that kind of a case. However, the cases where it's considered to be normal and there's no leniency, if what you're doing is a normal act, that's the case of Tolesh Konaf Min Ha'of. It's not the normal way of Gziza. Noise of the Kli, but it's a normal way of doing this act. That's not a psikresha. There you are explicitly pulling it out. We had two more cases like that. What were the two more?
Shomer Shabbos.
Yeah. What was the other one? The tag. That what we call it? The tag?
Yeah.
You pull the things off your skin or in your mouth. That's explicit. Right? The problem case is payout. I don't know enough about Pei Aleph, and it's a little bit gory, to be honest, to understand exactly what's going on in Pei Aleph. Rashi says in that Pei Aleph that Yememashmish Bechol Bloshinim Mishem Hasharas Nimim. On a simple level, the Hasharas Nimim, that's not what's going to help him in whatever he needs in his problem there. I don't mean it's constipation. I don't know what exactly the problem the guy has. It sounds like it's also only a kind of psychresia. And nonetheless, the fact that he is in violation of what we'll call gozes, if he does a normal act, that goes against my yisod, so far. Unless we have some other way out of this problem, it goes against the yisod. Now, of course, the question becomes, why should this, even if the yisod is true, I have this problem. I concede. I need you to help me out. What did that pay out? Why should there be a difference? Psik ratio. Psik ratio is a regular chiyuv. Is it not yechayim psik ratio? So we're going to be spending time as the year goes by, in many many circumstances of psik ratio. It's an important rule to know. I'm not going to go into it right now at great length, but just a little bit. Let's discuss psik resha briefly. On Daf Kuf Gimel, our Daf. We started in Daf Kuf Gimel. Let's go back to Daf Kuf Gimel. We call it our Daf. Please turn to Kuf Gimel. On Daf Kuf Gimel, Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, right now, three lines before we started today. Abaye v'rova d'ametavayu modi Rav Shimon psik resha v'lo yomus. Rav Shimon is a dovash and a miskavi in his Mutter, Sikresha Leomus is awesome. So Tzricha de Ka'ove Ba'ar de Chavre. Case in the Gemara is where you're working not in your own field, but rather in your friend's field. Lengthy Tosfos, we'll read some highlights. So Tzricha Pirish Ba'aruch, the Sikresha Lo Nichale, on the Ove Ba'ar de Chavre, quotes a few other examples. Mutter de Chatchila, Fafil Isa de Rabon and Lekka. Rabosai, in your travels through Shas, by a show of hands, who ever heard of the Shita Sa'aruch of Segregation Lo Nichale is Moshe? If you did, raise your hand. The famous Aruch, one of the most famous Aruchs in the world. Okay. It's also famous that Tosfos disagrees. So how will Tosfos learn Pshat in Ara Dechavre, the bottom Tosfos, Ara Dechavre? Pirish, having Melacha Shein Atzricha Legufa. That, of course, is also the Rabbana. Okay, let's give you a little bit of a background into what the pshat over here and what exists in psikresha. What's the machloekis between the aruch and Tosfos with respect to Sikresha Dlo Nichalev. Is it Asr or is it Mutter? So let me give you for the first time, you heard it now for the first time of the year, a famous Chakira about Sikresha, world famous Chakira. Is Sikresha Asr because it's labeled as Mechavim? Since you know what's coming, we label it as a Mechavim. But no, Sikresha is not a Mechavim at all. You only want A. B is an inevitable consequence. However, since B is an inevitable consequence of A, we don't view A and B as separate activities. We view them as one and the same. One and the same. The phrase I like to use for this is chad maisa. It's one action. One action. A inevitably leads to B. It's AB. It's all one thing. Says Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Shiurim, Ksubas Simen Yuches. This Chakira is critical to determine the status of the situation of the Lo Nichalev. Because if you don't gain anything from it, you don't really want it, it's impossible to call that fellow a Mechavim. Sure, he knows A will lead to B, but B couldn't care less about B. How can you call him a Mechavim on B if he couldn't care less? Impossible. So it should be Mutter. That's the Aruch. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, Sikresha is prohibited because of the principle of Chad Maisa. A and B is one. It's an irrelevancy. Whether you want it, you don't want it, you need it, you don't need it, it's irrelevant. You do A leads to B, it's one and the same. We shall see as we go through the year that this Chakira is so fundamental and there could be nafkaminas in both directions. I'll give you one right now. I'll give you a little shtickel Torah right now. The last line in the big Tosfos, the last two lines, also tikkun muot kemo miut anovim, which just came out of Sukkos. You remove some of the berries from the hadasim. Lo asir ala midirabonon. So tikkun muot ala midirabonon. Lo gazru chachamim kishein onen. What does this mean in plain English? Sigresha de lo nichale by the rabbonon is mutter. Rabbi Avadi Yosef shav refuah shalema has numerous places in the sefer. Sikresha lo nichle by the rabbanon is mutter. Now, this leads to a very serious question. Sikresha by the rabbanons, we happen to paskin is awesome. Does everyone agree? No. Open your Shulchan Aruch, please. The siman shin yud dalet sif alf. Shin yud dalet sif alf. Shin yud dalet sif alf. It's a Gemara and Shabbos. You may have looked at the Ksubas as well. It says you may not pierce a hole in a barrel. The Mechaber says, "Uvelvad shi'iskaven lechach." It's only prohibited if it's your intention to widen the hole in the barrel. Mishnah Brura Yud. Bolivar Bazad Das Rakdas on the Khabir. The Dafka Kshemiskav and the Harachiv is a problem. Abamena Miskavin, Alpha God of the Psychration, see Israel de Puloso, Shuri. Kosha Sima Machaber Biatmo, Achakach. The Machaber says, Shari Eno Miskav and the Hosin. And the fact that the Psychration doesn't bother the Machaber. The Machaber holds all Psychrations by their Rabbanan is Mutter. Nichale ola nichale. Sikresha by the Rabbanon is mutter. Avodat Ramon, no. Sikresha by the Rabbanon is in fact asur. This is a machlokas mechaber in the Ramon. Because back to Rishon. Rabbi say, why in heaven's name Rav Yosef Karo, Maran Bet Yosef hold? He has a source, yes, the Tosfos. The Psachim is the Truma. Sadeshin, that's quoted over here. But what's the logic? What's the lumdus? Why should it be that segregation for the Rabbanon is Mutter? The general principle, as you well know it, call the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun. World famous rule. So why suddenly over here, when it comes to segregation, do we say that it's Mutter by the Rabbanons? Here's my answer, Abbasin. It's true that Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun, but there's one fundamental exception. Rabosai, how do we know that we're required to listen to Xeris Rabbanon? What's the source?
What's the source?
Lo sasur yamanu smol. It's a bit of a question whether that's shot in the postage. The Rambam seems to say, or that's the Asmachta, the Ramban seems to say, lo sasur. Explains the Meshech Chochmah. We quoted him, if you recall, on Thursday in a different context. We quoted him again on Sunday. It's the Parshas Shoftim on Lo Sasur. He says, what kind of din is this? The answer he gives is as follows. Hashem said, don't rebel against my Chachmei Yisrael. That's the nature of the violation. It's not intrinsic. The person does a malach on Shabbos. Doraisa. That's an intrinsic violation. However, a derabbanan is not an intrinsic violation. He's rebelling against Chachmei Yisrael. Not allowed. Nafka minas v'meir simcha. Shogeg. If a person violates an isa deraisa b'shogeg, he requires kapara. Sometimes he even requires a korban. He always requires kapara, presumably. The person does a derabbanan b'shogeg, he hasn't violated anything. He didn't rebel against Chachmei Yisrael. He didn't know. It's the rebellion. Lo sasur. Don't stray. Don't rebel. Everyone with me so far? That is the distinction between the Raisas and the Rabbans. Here you don't say Ke'en the Raisa. No. The Raisa is intrinsic, and the Rabbans are, you're rebelling against Chacham. That's the nature of the Yisrael. Memela, if that's the case, we can suggest as follows. When it comes to a derabbanon, we cannot speak about chad maisa, one action. A and B are one action. A and B are one action implies that the prohibition is the action. On the level of the raisa, that is in fact true. So if I do A, which inevitably leads to B, osim in the raisa, one action. However, when it comes to the Rabbanon, Rabosai, where the violation is the rebellion, it's arguable, only a direct rebellion. Straightforward, upfront, in your face, rebellion. That's Lo Sasur. But if I do A is a permissible action. It's going to inevitably lead to B, and B is something that the rabbi said I shouldn't do. Rabbi, I didn't do B, I did A. Oh, but didn't you learn in Kovetz Shur that A and B might be considered the same action? The rabbi, with all respect, you can't prohibit actions. You can only prohibit rebellions. I'm not rebelling against them. We're in the football season. An end run. Is that the right word? I think so. An end run. Do an end run around the Yisrael Rabbanon, because he's not going straight into the line, boom, running around. He's doing A. A is fundamentally permissible act. The fact that it's going to lead to B, that's not a rebellion. That's my shot as to why the Maran Bet Yosef holds that segregation by the Rabbanon is permissible. The Ramah, Mr. Bruce, we don't pass in this way. We follow the Ramah. That's awesome. So we pass the Pesukereis to Rabbanon, Rabosai is, in fact, Osir. That's the Pesach. That's the Pesach. Very important to understand that. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. It's Sifkot Yud Aleph. Sfirlet, four lines up in my edition in the right column. The Psikresha Osra Femilsa the Rabbanon. That's the Ramo. And that's how we pass in La Halacha. Like the Ramo. It's column two, line two. You know, thinking in Nikar Adin is Kima Amboga Avro Amalia Rabba Gror Bekiveya. Woo! The Psikresha also after Milsa the Rabbanon. Okay? That's number one. What about Psikresha the Loni Chale? What about that? Turn, if you will, to Simon Shin Chof. Simon Shin Chof. Simon Shin Chof. Sif Yud Ches. Chavez Shepoka Lepkach Shal Pishtan Listov HaNekev Yesh Misha Matir. It's the Oruk, look on the side. Afa Pish Yev Shalom Listov Hushlo Yia Tachat Kli The Kevan She'ena Nenev Eschita Zu Havet Psegresha Dolo Nichol Yomuter The Cholkawala on the side, Tosus Kuv Gimel. For Amru, the Afal Gav, the Lo Nichale, Kevin the Psik Reshahu, Asur. For Ha'olam Nogan had the Bedova in this particular case. Yesh Lulamed Alem Skus, in that particular case. But generally, Yesh Lagamebo doesn't like it. But generally speaking, we hold that Psik Resha Delo Nichale is prohibited. Prohibited. Midrabbana. Why? Look at Sharetzi in the Dalit. Kemucha b'Shabbos Kuf Kimla b'Gemara. I guess it means it's a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Lo Nichale, by definition, Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Rabbo said, where's the problem? The problem is if you pass an psikresha by the Rabbanan, it's also. As Rabbo Paskins back in Simon Shin Yudalit. And you pass an psikresha, lo nichle is also also, which seems to emerge in that Simon Shin Chof. How can it be that psikresha, the lo nichle by the Rabbanan, is mutter? When I was in grade school, they taught us that 0 + 0 = 0. So how can it be a psikreshet lo nichle by the Rabbanan is mutter, even a psikreshet lo nichle is also, psikreshet the Rabbanan is also? What happened? Everyone understand the question? Understand the question? Here's my answer. We go back to Rabbi Chanan's Chakira. What's pshat of psikreshet? Is psikreshet considered a mechave? Or is psikreshet what we called it before chad maisa? It's one action. Psak Halacha, I'm suggesting now, they're both true. You have Yeshiva Shechakira, is it A or B, is it a third possibility? They're both right. So there are two ways to violate psikreshet. Either by being a mechave, or by chad mais. Rabbi Chanan already taught us that psikreshet lo nichale, you cannot be labeled as a mechave. Okay? Af al pi can be passed to us. So why? We consider it chad mais. We mentioned a few moments ago, psikresha by the Rabbanon. Why would the Mechaber say it's okay? Because you cannot invoke the principle of Chad Maisa by the Rabbanons. It's not an Easter Maisa. I'm going to suggest that we accept that logic. So why then do we paskin that psikresha by the Rabbanon is in fact prohibited? Because of the other reason. We call the Mechaber. Ah. Comes out the following, make a following chart. Psikresha de Nichle by the Raisa is also twice over. A or Mechavin, B it's Chad Maisa. Psikresha de Lo Nichle by the Raisa, as Rabbi Chanan said, Aruch Ol Tzmutter, why? It's not a Mechavin. We pass it also, why? Chad Maisa. Psikresha de Nichle by the Rabbanon, it's a machlokas mechaber amo. The mechaber says it's mutter. Why? There's no chad meisim. Not Easter meisim, my dear ones. We pass him it's usher. Why? We can see the point. But why is it usher? Call the mechaber. Aha! My absigration, the lo nichalei by the rabbanon, neither nor. It's not considered mechaber as lo nichalei. It's not considered chad meisim as the rabbanon. So it's not 0 + 0 = 1. It's a half plus a half equals 1. How do you like that? With me? This is my chat in this Tosis here that Kuf Gimel of an hour. This being the case, Rabosai, go back to the sort I wanted to establish today, which again, if you can somehow get me out of Pe'alef, I'll be very grateful, because that's a problem. But everything else, I think it fits in. What are we suggesting? A person does something which is a normal act. My suggestion is, again, based on what I gleaned from the Nesila Shalda, he himself doesn't seem to say it because he gets stuck at the end. If you do a normal act, we cannot consider it kalachayat. Can't. So you pull up the feather of the, from the bird, even though from the global perspective of goes, it's kalachayat, but it's a normal act, going to be chayat. So too, you're taking up that little tag out of your lips, using your hands, chayav. It's a normal way to take it off. You know, it goes as a general. But there it's direct. The three cases we were matter are psikreshah cases. Psikreshah cases. Let's draw out of you again, because I keep forgetting. The three cases. Well, the eating the cookie was one. Cookie is a psikreshah case. The Rashi Memvav, you're dragging a bench. It's klachayat. It's a psikreshah case. And the Ramban, potentially, sweeping the floor, a psikreshah case. Why should it be mutter in this case? Here's the answer. Normally, we look micro. We look at what you're doing. And if what you're doing is normal, we cannot call you a klachayat. Don't mix me up with the big malacha, the big picture. We'll see that in the other direction. But if what you're doing is intrinsically permissible, and the only reason it's prohibited is because of segregation, and we want to define segregation for the moment as chad maisa, oh, now you're invoking the maisa malacha, the B, what we call B, which is the malacha, what they call big gadol, macro, then you have to look at it all the way. You're looking macro. From the macro perspective, there's not a way to do this malacha. So you can't get it both ways. Can't get me coming and going. You want to consider it also a psikresha, because it's, especially it's for nichale, in all these cases, I believe. So you want to call it a chad maisa, you're forced to take into account the malacha in general terms. But the perspective of the malacha in general terms is in fact halachaya. If you do it explicitly, those two cases, you don't take the malacha in general into consideration. Just what he's doing, then you can't call it kalachayat if it's a normal act. Narabosai, I need you to help me out with the summation. Payalam is still stuck so far. But do we have any cases where we said that you would be chayav in an abnormal act? The one case we have is over here, right? By Roshem, Daf Kuf Gimel. He is chayav in an abnormal act. And the question becomes, why are you chayav in an abnormal act? So then we'll discuss the normal act. Why chayav in an abnormal act? So perhaps we can suggest that to make a guy chayav, you have to take into account not only what he's doing, but also the malacha as such. What about the case in which we're trying to make a guy potter? We have to make a guy chayav. Perhaps, I'm going to think about that some more. But I'm in trouble with Pe'alav. I believe Pe'alav is only a psikresha of Hasharas Nimin. I think so. And notwithstanding the fact of psikresha Hasharas Nimin, and it's not a normal way to do Tolesh, in general terms, usually using Kli, Afal Pekein, the Gemara seems to say that it is prohibited. So this would upend the theory I was proposing based on the line which I gleaned from the Siva Shom. So tomorrow, Bosai, you'll think about this. You saw the Siva is true. Think about were there any other cases besides our Gemara that we had? The Yechayev in an abnormal act. Yeah, I mean, Lavush says so when it comes to the closing the book and the eating the cookie. But there's no other Gemara. It's the only Gemara based on our Gemara, presumably. We can end up, if we're right, that an abnormal act is going to be a problem if it's the normal way to do that malach. So in the Levush's case, it would be potter. It was only what we call a psik resha. But in the case of drawing a line with your left hand, it'd be chayav, but it's not a psik resha. You're actually doing it. So I like that distinction. It made sense with my lumdus. But well, you look payal. That payal is a Gemara. So maybe you look at the Rishonim, look a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch, come up with something. Tomorrow, on the Saturday of the Shema, we're going to continue the real part. This is just an introduction. Today's shiur is by Kalach Hayat. Kozer was just an example. Tomorrow, Rabbi Osai, the Sugat that Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, a letter in Tveria, a letter in Sipori, into the nitty gritty of opening and closing library books, the Siyat of the Shema. Okay? So I need your help for the sum up what we said today and come up with some kind of possible text. Good.